Babies are dying and you're upset over a few tweets. A quote of a more polite part of Stephen Urchett's wordy response to this article exclusive expose. One account which continuously follows and unfollows my Twitter and insistently tweets defamation about its competitors in pro-lifing is Stephen Urchett. His favorite enemy is reliable news service LifeSite News. Tweet an article from them and he is sure to sweep upon you like a seagull upon the Pope's feast days. His most recent trolling, the death of a pregnant woman. He writes to me and a ton of other people who shared an article by LifeSite News with a quote of a person accusing Greg Abbott of not actually standing up for the child and the mother in the case. He writes, that article falsely accuses Greg Abbott of being responsible for the baby's death. Abbott had nothing to do with it. And then when we responded to his tweet, he said, sorry, I don't know who you are, something he later deleted. When we said that when I said that I was a journalist, he stopped replying. But after I wrote this article for SACNS, he decided he'd start replying again, and he replied with about 20 or 30 tweets. He said, I guess it's clear now why you tweeted something attacking a pro-life elected official. Now you're attacking another pro-lifer. I'd rather be accused of trolling, not sure you know what that really is, than making false accusations against pro-life allies. I tweeted you because the article falsely attacks a pro-life elected official, accusing him of being responsible for baby's death. I blocked you, so hopefully your account won't be followed. Sorry, I follow pro-lifers. And then despite us only writing one article, he writes, not arguing with you, though you're the one writing blog posts attacking me, which is really lame, nothing better to do, ? And he says, it's total below the belt attack on me for trying to point out false accusations against pro-lifers, but whatever. And he says, I'm not going after LifeSite. I rarely read what they write, but when pro-lifers are being unfairly attacked, I respond. And he says, in the future, don't just post blogs attacking pro-life people, because they've been defending fellow pro-lifers. And then he says, it's faster to paste the same thing to people tweeting the same false attack on pro-lifers. And then he says, if only you were more concerned with unwarranted attacks on fellow pro-lifers than a handful of tweets. And then he says, anyway, this is my last tweet. This is beyond ridiculous. Babies are dying and you're upset over a few tweets. Have a good day. Now, he tweeted a lot more tweets than that, and we replied a few times. We mentioned that LifeSite simply was quoting an organization which are important, and also that the guy in fact did not take any stance on the issue despite being Attorney General and it being the laws of Texas, to which he responded that some state's employee had made a stance and therefore the Attorney General must be acquitted for any wrongfulness. But really all he is doing is mass tweeting anyone who's sharing articles by his competitor, and that's very wrong.